With him and pretty much everything. There is so much to talk to him about. Healthcare reform, tax reform. There's a lot on the plate, so he'll give us a rundown. It's 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A D.C. firefighter remains in critical condition this morning after he was hit by a fire truck at the scene of a blaze last night in northeast D.C. Assistant Fire Chief Craig Baker says probationary firefighter Dane Smothers was hit by a ladder truck that was just pulling up.
Yeah, obviously the incident is under investigation, but there's no indication at this time that there was any specific protocol that was not followed.
And Baker notes that Smothers' uncle is also a D.C. firefighter who was also among the firefighters who responded to that row house blaze last night. A Fredericksburg man is being held without bond on charges that he held his girlfriend and their two kids as virtual prisoners in their own home for 2 years. 43-year-old Kareem Ali Muhammad Moore is charged with felony abduction and assault and battery. The woman is 32. The kids are ages 11 and 8. Investigators say it's unclear exactly how Moore kept them inside the home. The president's getting behind a new merit-based system for legal immigration. And what will that mean for the country going forward?
This is a bill that in many ways sort of makes American immigration policy more rational.
That's according to Stephen Camerota, what the Center for Immigration Studies. He says the focus now is being taken off family connections.
This will shift it, reduce the family share, and try to create a system that selects more skilled immigrants. That's the idea. And also, it'll limit refugee resettlement to about 50,000 a year.
Camerota spoke on the Larry O'Connor Show. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Two members of the Senate Judiciary Committee are taking steps to protect Special Counsel Robert Mueller's job, putting forth new legislation that aims to ensure the integrity of current and future independent investigations. Republican Tom Tillis of North Carolina and Democrat Chris Coons of Delaware plan to introduce that legislation today. Two of Northern Virginia's old guard congressmen, one a Republican, the other a Democrat, have some advice for getting bipartisanship back on Capitol Hill.
There are signs it could be happening, says former Congressman Tom Davis, as House Republicans get Democrats in the fold on health care, but there are still chronic problems.
Compromise doesn't get rewarded by voters. End up in a system where bad behavior gets rewarded.
Davis says campaign finance laws have made it so most of the money doesn't go to politicians, but to fringe groups.
Which is, I think, even a worse result and a more polarizing result.
They have to turn toward ways that we can work together.
Davis's old colleague, former Congressman Jim Moran, says Congress needs to go back to kitchen table issues.
Some folks, largely for fundraising purposes, push the extremes.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Democrat Ralph Northam is expected to get the endorsement today of Planned Parenthood of Virginia, Planned Parenthood's Virginia affiliate, in his bid to become the next governor. A 20-year-old Massachusetts woman who encouraged her boyfriend to kill himself in dozens of texts is being sentenced today. She faces up to 20 years in prison for involuntary manslaughter. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,016, the NASDAQ at 63.63. Sports, no offense from the Nationals last night as they're shut out by the Marlins. The Orioles complete the sweep, beating the Royals. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's the deal.
Traffic and weather, the day's top stories, and you.
This is a show that is open and welcome to both parties, Republicans and Democrats.
The Larry O'Connor Show, 3 to 6.
Let's have that conversation.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Save money on your mortgage today. Call Network Capital. Network Capital is the name you can trust. And with rates like 2.75% with an APR of 2.999% on a 10-year fixed mortgage, you can't afford not to see what you can save. Call Network Capital today, 800-700-8068. They're a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending, making the process fast, simple, and secure. And if you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, purchasing rental properties, or just trying to build wealth, Network Capital has a program for you. Call 800-700-8068 today. 800-700-8068 for a 10-year fixed mortgage of 2.75% with an APR of 2.999%. Network Capital is the sponsor of the Mortgage Radio Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. State rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
Need your home sold, guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
It's go time at Dunkin' Donuts. Get your day going with two wake-up wrap sandwiches for $2. Enjoy two egg and cheese wake-up wraps and add bacon, sausage, or ham for a dollar more. Perfect with a rich, smooth Dunkin' coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Commuters in Laurel experiencing delays on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Still looks like we have accident activity southbound side, south of 197, which slows us back near 198. So a bit of a long haul here. Northbound side, slowing to check it out on 197. Earlier crash near the B-dub, that's been cleared to the shoulder, but still a little distraction. Now, 50 inside the Beltway through Chevrolet slows, not just to go to DC 295, but mostly focused onto the exit ramp and extending onto New York Avenue, where we have an incident initially reported as a car fire. Onto the Southeast Southwest Freeway, just the volume in each direction, but we're experiencing it off the 11th Street Bridge and off the 14th Street Bridge and heading into town. Centerville, that's been our big activity of the morning. East on 66, absolutely jammed through Manassas to the exit for 28 Centerville, where the exit ramp's been reopened from earlier police activity. A lot of that 66 east volume now extends up toward Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks. 28 Centerville also jammed to 66. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After a dry start to this Thursday, it will be a partly cloudy and warm afternoon with a high near 91. A few thunderstorms may develop from this afternoon into the start of the evening, then dry overnight with a low of 74. Tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun with a few thunderstorms and a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Stafford, 67 in Germantown, 73 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Baltimore's public defender claims another case of planted evidence. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning. It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Friday Eve. That means it is Thursday morning. And joining us at 8:15 is Dr. Sebastian Gorka to discuss that immigration plan that was floated yesterday by the administration. And at 8:35, it's Senator Chris Van Hollen from right here in Maryland. And he's going to talk about that Better Deal plan that the Democrats have floated, as well as tax reform. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonese.
Hey, good morning. So, you remember Congressman Trent Franks calling for the resignation of Robert Mueller, the special counsel investigating Russia's interference in the 2016 election, and also to what end the Trump campaign or any of his associates was involved in meddling alongside those Russians, colluding. And that investigation's continued. It's dragged a bunch of people into it. And Trent Franks said, look, his relationship with a central witness here, James Comey, is so important and such a conflict of interest that Robert Mueller must resign. He was calling on that this week. Well, let's go back to that Mueller investigation. There's been a lot of criticism that there have been people who were Hillary Clinton donors, Democratic donors. Well, the news this week is that yet another Democratic donor has joined the ranks of the Robert Mueller investigation. It's now eight confirmed Democratic donors are now working for Special Counsel Mueller and his legal team, with the new addition of Greg Andres. Reuters reported this week that Andres, who most recently worked as a white-collar defense attorney for the New York firm Davis Polk, is joining Mueller's investigation into Russian election interference. I'm reading from a piece from the Daily Caller. A search of federal election records showed that Andres has donated at least a total of $3,700 to federal Democratic candidates, including $2,700 to New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand in March of 2017. The Daily Caller has previously reported that the seven other Democratic attorneys working with Mueller have donated a little over $60,000 to Democratic campaigns. So this continues to be one of the signature criticisms that Trump supporters have of Robert Mueller's investigation. We want you to be impartial. We want you to live up to the mandate that came along with this special counsel. We want you to be the person that both sides of the aisle said was going to be an honorable investigator. But when the entire team consists of Democratic donors, that's going to raise more than a handful of eyebrows about, you know, what's the intent here? What's the goal?
Yeah, and there's also an allegation that the fact that he is even running this is contrary to the rules for a special counsel because he is so closely tied to Comey, who is a big part of this. He may not be the target of the investigation, but he is tied up in it. And that alone should disqualify Mueller from being able to run this investigation, and he should recuse himself.
Speaking of James Comey, that man is getting ready to release a lot more memos. He's Mr. Memo Leaker. This time he's going to sell them. That's right. You'll have a chance to buy Mr. Comey's memos, new ones, in the form of a book. He's got a book coming out in spring of 2018. He signed a big book deal. We're hearing an auction for the book topped $2 million. The financial terms were not disclosed, but several publishers did bid for the book, CBS reports, and three officials with knowledge of the negotiations did say the auction topped $2 million. The officials asked not to be identified. They were not authorized to discuss the book. So leaks coming out related to Comey's book. And James Comey intends to tell the world about his leadership experience and his decision-making experience, and he will draw upon his career in government. He'll write about experiences that made him the FBI's best-known and most controversial FBI head in recent times, from his handling of the Bureau's probe into Hillary Clinton's private email server to allegations of ties between Russia and Donald Trump's presidential campaign.
I love that the presser that came out about this is going to be about ethical good leadership. And I'm wondering if maybe the Senate Judiciary Committee can just wait till this comes out to finally get that memo that he wrote to himself that was leaked to the New York Times. Remember, nobody has actually seen the actual memo that he supposedly wrote to himself, and they want it, and they just can't get it. So maybe if they buy the book, see, now they can get it.
Throughout his career, James Comey has had to face one difficult decision after another as he has served the leaders of our country.
Aww.
Flatiron publisher and President Bob Miller said in a statement, Miller, not Mueller, everyone so you know. It was Bob Miller who said this. Quote, his book promises to take us inside those extraordinary moments in our history, showing us how these leaders have behaved under pressure. By doing so, Director Comey will give us an unprecedented entry into the corridors of power and a remarkable lesson in leadership itself. Leadership. Leadership itself.
It doesn't have a title yet, so maybe we could come up with a title. What a book written by James Comey should be titled that is going to explore what good ethical leadership looks like.
My regrets, James Comey. Bad decisions, James Comey.
Yeah. If only.
how I didn't help Hillary at all, but didn't charge her with anything, James Comey.
Yeah.
Can I be honest, though? I'm interested to find out what he's going to put in those pages, regardless of his motivations. He is one of the most interesting political characters in modern times, whether he likes to consider himself a political character or not.
If they find that he has done wrong, if there have been crimes committed, he can't publish the book, right? Because you can't benefit off your crimes.
I'm not keyed in on whether or not you can benefit from it, but
Son of Sam, right?
The key is to get away with it and then write a book called If I Did It.
I'm sorry.
We know at least that much. All right. Speaking of crimes, high crimes and misdemeanors, President Trump has signed the Russia sanctions bill. We saw this yesterday. We knew this was coming. Vice President Mike Pence had promised it would be this week, and sure enough, we got signatures on them yesterday. And the president signed it, but with some limitations. Now, I'll note that in this bill sought to sanction Russia for its involvement in meddling in the election. And the president of the United States signed it, but with some conditions, because the Congress overwhelmingly passed this. This was a veto-proof bill. This was something that the president was, he signed, but he was going to have to sign regardless, or it was going to be passed no matter what. But he signed it, and he also released a signing statement, meaning he had some sort of conditional beef with it. The beef was that the Congress attempted to basically seize control of his ability to negotiate the end of these sanctions. His argument is like, look, I have the constitutional authority. I'm the president of the United States. Wherever these sanctions run up against my constitutional rights as president of the United States, I'm going to deal with them the way the Constitution prescribes, no matter what the text might say here. So the president releasing a signing statement alongside of it, he is not happy with it. He did say the sanctions bill remains seriously flawed, partly because it encroaches on the executive branch's authority to negotiate. He also called parts of it unconstitutional. And he yesterday signaled fresh tensions with Republicans. He criticized them for, again, their failure to repeal and replace Obamacare. A lot on the president's mind yesterday, but he's signing those sanctions as well. And by the way, Dmitry Medvedev, the prime minister of Russia, responding by saying the political establishment is out to get Donald Trump and that he predicts that they're going to throw him out of power. A lot of drama yesterday involving Russia.
Just more proof that Trump is colluding with the Russians.
Yes.
Just more proof. Yeah. It is 8:15 on WMAL. It's time to check WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, east on 66. I've been talking about you for a while now. And into Centerville, that's where we had a lot of police activity. Still some activity remains. East, you can now get to the exit ramp and exit onto 28th. That had temporarily been blocked. Now callers are telling me a lot of the time getting onto the ramp is now waiting for the signal light to change. On northbound 28 through Centerville, jammed to get north of 66, where we had more police activity with a suspect that ran from the motorcycle had been apprehended. So that's the scoop there. Definitely seeing big time delays. Now, let's get you on 50, John Hanson Highway. We're okay through Annapolis and Bowie. In fact, great, light volume. It's inside the Beltway, slowing through Chevrolet onto inbound New York Avenue, where crews have been dealing with car fire. And on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, still a bit of volume in Laurel, but the crash to the shoulder southbound BW Parkway past 197. So a little bit better news there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, for today, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, a high of 91 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, stray shower, thunderstorm possible again, low 74. And then tomorrow's going to be pretty much like today, partly cloudy with a stray shower or thunderstorm, high around 90. Currently in our nation's capital, we're up to 74 degrees at 8:16 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Fairfax or Thursday in Bethesda. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
8:17 on WMAL, and joining us right now is Dr. Sebastian Gorka. He is the Deputy Assistant to President Trump. Dr. Gorka, thank you so much for joining us again on Mornings on the Mall. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Thanks for having me. Great to be back.
Wanted to talk to you about this RAISE Act that was introduced yesterday. The bill's sponsors, David Perdue of Georgia, Tom Cotton of Arkansas. Did the president have any input into this immigration bill?
We don't talk about the internal mechanics, but look, if it's happening, if we have that announcement with the two senators in the Roosevelt room, you can posit some pretty close collaboration between the administration and the two senators. And it fits very much into our existing policies to secure the country better through our immigration policies, and also to help all Americans prosper, because it really is the immigrants that are here already. It is the people at the bottom rung of the economic ladder that suffer the most when we have this uncontrolled, not thought through immigration policy of prior decades. So yes, we work closely with both the senators, and we are very, very supportive of the RAISE Act.
Yeah, I was struck yesterday by the big news basically came out yesterday is your colleague Stephen Miller getting into an extended back and forth with CNN's Jim Acosta, which was both amusing and informative. I was struck that it seems like Jim Acosta represented something that we often hear in the press, which is basically an emotional appeal to how to handle immigration. But Miller was pretty handy with the facts. How is the White House reacting to that exchange today?
We were high-fiving with Stephen afterwards, because it was a masterful, masterful example of how we are interested in the fact, in the truth, in the prosperity of the nation, and how we have to deal with grandstanding reporters who think it's their press briefing and not the White House's. And you're absolutely right, who don't talk about facts, but quote poems and think that's what you have to base United States policy on.
Is there any risk? I mean, this seems to be maybe one of the animating principles why the White House in the first place started going back and forth between even holding televised press briefings. Is that under consideration yet again today after Acosta's display?
I doubt that something that, I don't think Jim Acosta is that powerful that, we reconsider our internal policies simply because of, one individual's bloviating. But it is a sad indictment. We are there to serve the American people, not Jim Acosta. You know, this is not the Jim Acosta show. This is the White House press briefing. So, you know, this is just another example of how the mainstream media, or what the president calls the fake news, is so out of touch with America. And let that video clip, you know, your listeners should go onto YouTube and watch it. Let that video clip speak for itself.
Oh, yeah, we've been playing it all morning. Wanted to know, what do you think this bill is going to look like once it goes through the legislative process? We know Democrats are going to be against pretty much anything that has to do with immigration that's not just unfettered open borders. What do you think you are likely to get out of this at the end?
Well, look, I don't have a crystal ball, but what we're really hoping is that there will be, you know, sanity will prevail, and that we will have a system. Look, if Canada, if New Zealand, if Australia can have systems in which, you know, immigration is determined upon the value to the nation to which you want to live in, then why shouldn't America? Yes, we have certain exemptions with regards to, you know, close members of the nuclear family. But at the end of the day, you know, immigration shouldn't hurt Americans. It shouldn't push people even lower down in the unskilled labor market. It shouldn't endanger the livelihood of the people who are most vulnerable. So, you know, if common sense prevails on the Hill, then they too will see that, look, it is in the interests of all of us, rich, poor, whoever we are, to fix our immigration policy, and that's what we're hoping to see.
In talking about and defending the correlation between low-skilled immigration and the impact it has on American workers, Stephen Miller yesterday cited the Center for Immigration Studies. We had Mark Krikorian on earlier from that place, and from CIS, and he floated the idea that Democrats might be on board with passing the RAISE Act if Republicans concede on making DACA a permanent measure. So you give on DACA, and RAISE Act might be included. Is that the kind of thing that the White House might be interested in?
Look, the president is the ultimate deal maker. So we will wait and see. I'm not going to steal anybody's thunder on the Hill or in the White House. You know, that seems rather unlikely to me. But the fact is, you know, we believe in checks and balances and the separation of powers. So let's come to some final arrangement that, you know, doesn't harm Americans. That's the bottom line.
No, absolutely. Just one last question, just for our audience. Is there any other country in the world that you particularly know of that just doesn't have immigration standards?
I think that's a rhetorical question. I think that's a rhetorical question. Look, it's, again, November the 8th. Let's take politics out of the equation. Whether you voted for Donald Trump or whether you voted for Hillary or you didn't vote, let's put that aside for a second. November the 8th is in its essence a reassertion of common sense, whether it's with regards to how we deal with ISIS, whether it's with regards to how we fix the economy or illegal migration. It is the resurgence of common sense, and common sense dictates that you have to have immigration policy that is good for Americans. And that's what the RAISE Act is about.
People keep saying walk and chew gum at the same time. The White House seems to be chewing a lot of bubble gum these days, going after a ton of different things at once. Sebastian Gorka, thank you so much for representing the White House's position for us this morning.
My pleasure. Anytime. God bless.
Take care, sir.
823 on WMAL.
He reveals what some people on Wall Street don't want you to know. Listen to Rod Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I want to talk to you about your home security for a moment, because a lot of people are taking vacation in the summer and they're leaving their home for a week, maybe a long weekend, unsecured. Did you know that Ackerman Security has been protecting American families and homes since before man walked on the moon for 50 years? Ackerman has been the leader in home security. Did you also know that Ackerman was one of the very first security companies to put the yard sign in front of its protected homes? Well, now experts agree that that yard sign is one of the top reasons that burglars pass on a home. In fact, 65% of burglars don't even approach a home that they think is protected by home security. Well, now Ackerman is doing something that no home security company anywhere ever has done. They're introducing the first ever no theft guarantee. The no theft guarantee means simply that if your home is broken into under Ackerman's watch, they will cover your full financial loss up to double your deductible. How can they do that? Well, they can do it because Ackerman knows that their state-of-the-art monitoring station provides the nation's only guaranteed response time. Now, that's a true shield that burglars know is far more trouble than it's worth. That's why Ackerman is the sign of real security. Visit AckermanSecurity.com to get your home protected. That's AckermanSecurity.com. 25 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, a couple of our tough spots. Let's go first. Baltimore Washington Parkway. Definitely seeing some improvement, but still slow through your Laurel interchanges to crash south of 197 out of the travel lanes. Then you're good to go down through to the Beltway. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, 50 has been a pleasant ride this morning. But crews had been dealing with a car fire on the outbound side of New York Avenue right as you get up to the 50 split. And that's what we're rubbernecking to check in, heading into town, so you can see the remnants of that car here at last check. Into Centerville, Virginia, let's go on 66. We are still jammed through Manassas as you get up to the exit for 28 Centerville. That exit has been reopened earlier. Police activity also keeps 28 northbound slows to get up to I-66. And in Chantilly, looks like we have a crash reported on 28 just north of Route 50 to watch for. Traffic update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. It's fast-acting foam. Can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at Rite Aid or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy and warm on this Thursday with a few afternoon thunderstorms as the high climbs to 91. Rain will end this evening with an overnight low of 74. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 74 degrees at 826 on WMAL.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's quality education.
UMUC's bachelor's and master's degrees in Homeland Security can help you develop the knowledge and skills needed to manage and lead in the field. Focus on critical infrastructure protection, crisis management, risk assessment, and international and domestic terrorism. Fall classes enrolling now. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Are you an eligible single? Well, good news. It turns out there are plenty of other eligible single fish swimming around in the dating sea, and you're quite likely to find the perfect one for you. In fact, the very best ones hang out in bars. That's right. The combination of alcohol, loud music, and dim lighting make for the most magical of love-finding recipes. There you are, finishing up your second beer-tini, when across the bar you make out the hazy outline of your soulmate. Over the thumping din, you call out to the barkeep to ask what she's drinking. He yells back, low-carb margarita. You holler back to send her over another. She accepts, and the two of you are married within the month. And her father is a billionaire. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your personal It's Just Lunch matchmaker will hand-select and arrange fun dates at nice places where you won't need to yell. Stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed a very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
com. 859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. Oh. .com.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Senator Chris Van Hollen, and we're going to talk to him about the Democrats' Better Deal plan and also tax reform. So we're going to find out what that whole plan is about, not touching on social issues. It's more about better jobs, better wages. It actually sounds a lot like what President Trump campaigned on, which is odd.
No, this is going to get interesting. You're not going to want to miss it.
Yeah, they were all against that. Funny. 8:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Buell Thompson. The news is sponsored by Fortinet. A rookie D.C. firefighter is in critical condition this morning after being hit by a fire truck as he was fighting a row house fire in Northeast Washington. Assistant Fire Chief Craig Baker spoke with reporters.
Probationary firefighter Dane Smothers of Engine Company Number 3 was critically injured when he was struck by another fire department vehicle that was arriving at about the same time. Firefighter Smothers had dismounted the vehicle he was riding and was preparing hose lines and other equipment to attack the fire.
Smothers has been on the job for about 3 months. A 43-year-old Northern Virginia man is in jail without bond on charges of holding his girlfriend and their two kids as virtual prisoners in their own home for 2 years. Authorities say it's still unclear exactly how Kareem Ali Muhammad Moore kept the 32-year-old woman and children ages 8 and 11 from leaving their home in Fredericksburg. Moore is charged with 3 felony counts of abduction and felony assault and battery. President Trump's getting behind an immigration bill that would cut legal immigration in half. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says,
I don't want an economy that doesn't recognize how diverse we are as a nation. And to take all the green cards and put them in one end of the economy is just, I think, ill-advised, and I can't support that.
Supporters say the new limits would help protect the nation by establishing higher standards for entry. Planned Parenthood plans to spend $3 million to help get Democrat Ralph Northam elected governor of Virginia this fall. Planned Parenthood Advocates of Virginia is expected to make an official endorsement of Northam later today. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,016, the NASDAQ at 63.63. Sports, the Nats drop another one to Miami. The Orioles pick up their 5th straight win, beating Kansas City again. And the NFL preseason begins tonight with the Hall of Fame game between the Cowboys and the Cardinals. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Fabric, individual strands woven together to form a strong protective bond. In today's world of cybersecurity, there's one virtual fabric that can protect your entire infrastructure from cyber attacks. Fortinet Security Fabric. Cloud security, advanced threat protection, internal segmentation, and secure access for your agency, all under the most powerful and automated security system in the industry. Fortinet, your cybersecurity blanket. Learn more about this American success story at fortinetfederal.com.
So you've been thinking about stepping out and buying your first home. You've probably even done the math. You could handle the monthly payments. It's just that big down payment that's holding you back. That's where NASA Federal can help. Yeah, that NASA. The NASA Federal Launchpad Home Loan was built for people just like you. There's no down payment and no monthly private mortgage insurance. Yeah, zero down and zero PMI. And you don't have to work for NASA to get one. You just need to call 855-979-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/979. That's 855-979-NASA or nasafcu.com/979. Get into that new home with zero down, zero PMI, and a little help from NASA Federal. That's smart. NASA smart. For more information, call 855-979-NASA or click nasafcu.com/979. Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. NMLS number 486583.
Do you feel like you're losing the battle with your teeth? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, the practice that's been helping fearful patients in our community and around the country for years, has the answer you're looking for. The warm, wonderful team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry sees patients every day who've been fighting a losing battle with gum disease and many other dental problems. These patients have invested a substantial amount of money and time away from their family, their work, and their life, only to be confronted with these same issues again and again. But it doesn't have to be this way. Call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434, to learn more about their life-changing solution for these debilitating problems. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you experience the beautiful smile you deserve. Call 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep. Dream. Smile.
Many Americans' top retirement concern is running out of money. Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio, Sunday mornings at 6 with Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group. As a financial planner with a master's in taxation and an estate planning attorney, Mike translates today's complex retirement issues into easy-to-understand steps.
Our goal every week is to discuss strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible.
The Savvy Investor Radio and SavvyInvestorTV.com, Sunday mornings at 6 here on WMAL.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270. Keep alert here as you're coming southbound near Shady Grove Road. Had the crash reported south on 270. It looks like it's going to be before Route 28. However, I'm seeing the main lines moving okay. It looks like it's the local lanes, the far right side, that's slowing, so it might be along that side. So 270 south as you pass Shady Grove down toward 28 for the bit of activity. Now, let's get beyond where we had another one reported southbound right before the lane divide near Montrose Road, so that could be in the main lines there. Heavy on the 270 spur. Top side of the beltway slows 95 around to Georgia Avenue. Our now typical morning delay. Now we'll go south out of White Oak on 29. Half the volume, but right before you get to Trader Joe's, had a report of a fender bender. On the Virginia side is 66. That's where we've been extremely busy this morning. Eastbound as you head into Centerville, all signs of the earlier activity on the exit ramp cleared, but still bunched up in Manassas, in Centerville, and in Fair Oaks. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy and warm as we head into this Thursday with a few afternoon thunderstorms at a high of 91. Rain will end by the evening with a low of 74 overnight. And a partly to mostly cloudy Friday with a few more thunderstorms at a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Vienna, 71 in Beltsville, 74 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
All right, welcome back to Mornings on the Mall, 8:37 now. Vince Colonnais is alongside Mary Walter. We have the privilege of being joined now by Democratic Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen today on Mornings on the Mall. Senator, thanks for joining us this morning.
It's great to be with you this morning. Thanks.
Nice to have you. So I'm going to start off with this better deal agenda that that your leadership is proposing. And it seems to me that the Democratic Party, looking at a variety of things, including polling that shows that by a 35-point margin, Republicans are doing better among blue-collar workers than Democrats, that the key is for the Democratic Party to switch heavily into jobs and wages and being concerned more about the economy than, say, the identity politics side of this. Is that how you view it?
Well, I think that historically, if you look at the Democratic Party, it has been the party that focuses on working people, jobs. That has been the overriding unifying glue of the Democratic Party over time. I think many voters believe that we have strayed away from that, and this is an effort to let people know that we are focused like a laser beam on kitchen table issues, bread and butter issues, which we think bring people together across all backgrounds throughout the country.
Over the last week, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee made some news by announcing that it would be supporting pro-life candidates within the Democratic Party. You're the chair of the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. Will you also be supporting pro-life candidates for Senate races?
Well, we don't pick can. There's a misunderstanding. The people who
through funding, rather,
are the voters in Democratic primaries. So we are going to continue to leave that process up to them. We think competition is helpful. It's healthy in these primaries, and that the voters should determine the candidates. But in this process, we are going to also urge our candidates to focus a lot on these bread and butter issues, kitchen table issues, because everywhere we go, we hear about people who are being squeezed between flat paychecks on the one hand and rising costs for things like prescription drugs on the other hand. And so that is our focus in these campaigns.
But the DSCC is not categorically ruling out giving money to pro-life Democrats.
Well, right now in this race, let me just be really clear, we have incumbents up. Our focus right now is on protecting our incumbents. We have a situation in the Senate right now that where 25 of our members are up. So that is our focus right now. I'm not going to get into this debate beyond the fact that we are the DSCC. We want the local jurisdictions, the states, to pick candidates. We will support candidates that are picked by the primary Democratic voters in these states.
You had mentioned better wages, and the Democrats are the party of the American worker. Yet in this last presidential election, the Democrats took a big hit with American workers who went to President Trump, and they were traditionally Democrat voters. What happened?
Well, you're absolutely right. There are a number of voters who voted for Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012 and then voted for Donald Trump. And I think two things happened. One, in many places, Democrats did not campaign actively in parts of state that were redder, more Republican parts of the state. And that's always a mistake. Whether voters are Democrats or Republicans, you've got to go out, listen, respect the views of others, and I believe there's a lot more common ground than people think, but you can't discover that common ground if you don't even go out and meet those voters where they are.
Well, let's hit if you don't mind, I would like to hit some of the common ground. You've mentioned in the last 24 hours, I believe, that you think that Democrats and Republicans can actually come together on tax reform. Where do you sense that there is common ground with the Republican Party for you on tax reform?
Well, we agree that there's lots of clutter in the tax code. In other words, there are lots of provisions in the tax code that are put there because somebody had a powerful lobbyist. So, for example, the fact that hedge fund owners actually pay a lower rate than working people, right? So, as many people have pointed out, you're a hedge fund owner, you pay it about 15%. Folks who are working for you, your secretary is having to pay at a higher rate. So that makes no sense. So we believe that we can get rid of a lot of the clutter in the tax code. I should say that we will oppose any tax effort that becomes simply a Trojan horse or a cover for yet another round of tax breaks for very wealthy Americans, millionaires and billionaires. And that will not be our goal. We're not interested in trying to revisit trickle-down economics. The country tried that in the early 2000s. It was a total disaster. We believe that we should provide more opportunity to working people, middle-class folks, and people trying to work their way into the middle class.
When people talk middle class, just curious to find out, what is your definition of middle class? How much do I have to make to be middle class?
Well, I think you know that what it means to be in the middle class will vary depending on where you live in the country.
Right, and that's the problem with isn't that the problem, though, inherently in some kind of national tax bill or tax reform where you say middle class and we start to put numbers into it? What's middle class in Wyoming isn't middle class in Maryland.
Well, that's right, and so we should have a broad definition of middle class, and we can all figure out what that is. I don't think there's any sharp cutoff, but we should take a broad definition because we want to help the broad middle class, and as you say, and as we're talking about, that will differ. So we'll have to design it in a way that helps the folks in the broadest definition of middle class.
Senator.
But I think we can all agree that if you're making $1 million a year, that's great. But you don't need another tax break because the reality is that just increases the deficit And what we always see happen is people increase the deficit, increase the debt, and then a lot of our Republican colleagues circle around and say, hey, we just increased the deficit and debt, so now we got to go cut Medicare or Social Security.
Senator,
in
the 30 seconds we have left, the business tax rate, President Trump has called for varying things, 15%, 25%, but the point is get it lower, attract business back into the United States, and then generate more tax revenue. Is that something that you'd be for?
So the issue with the business tax rate is we have a very high rate, right? We have 35% rate. Our effective rate is much lower. It's around 20% because especially the big multinational corporations take advantage of parking a lot of their money overseas. So what we should have is a tax system that doesn't disadvantage the smaller companies and businesses in the United States while giving these huge loopholes to U.S. corporations that move jobs and capital overseas. So I'm fine with looking for a way to better serve small businesses,
yes,
and companies in the United States rather than the big multinational corporations.
Senator Chris Van Hollen from Maryland, thank you very much for stopping by Mornings on the Mall this morning. Appreciate that, sir.
Good to be with you.
Come back anytime.
845 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, 66 East. As you head through Manassas, stop and go through interchanges and get up to Centerville, where we had a lot of earlier police activity and trying to recover. Getting a little bit better here on 28 North of 66, where it looks like they've reopened or trying to reopen that right lane. All right, beyond 66 at Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks had the crash. They're getting that to the shoulder. Minor fender bender, inner loop of the Beltway at 66, also to the shoulder. And busy morning there. Let's go Maryland on 270 southbound, where crews are responding to an accident. Southbound 270 past Shady Grove Road and then one at the lane divide near Montrose. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy and warm on this Thursday with a few afternoon thunderstorms as the high climbs to 91. Rain will end this evening with an overnight low of 74. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it is 74 degrees at 8:46 on WMAL.
It was summertime in northern Michigan.
All right, so Michigan. The Senate race in Michigan was made interesting by the fact that a rocker with two middle fingers in the air is considering running for Senate. Kid Rock has been the talk of that race so far, and whether or not he's going to take on Debbie Stabenow. He's got to get through a primary first. Well, the Daily Caller's Kerry Pickett caught up with Debbie Stabenow, the senator, to establish whether or not she's excited that Kid Rock might be running against her. Here, Cut 19, here's what she had to say. That's music. Let's play some Kid Rock talking from Debbie Stabenow.
We're a long way from a campaign, and he's going to be busy. He's got concerts, and there's four people so far in the Republican primary, so I think if he gets in, he's going to be busy.
He's going to be busy. He'll be too busy rocking out. He'll be having his concerts. There's no way he's going to have time for campaigning.
Do you think he's really going to run? Do you really think that he will run?
Well, he's definitely enjoying the publicity renaissance right now.
You know what's scary, though? I think he could win if he runs against her, which frightens me. And a lot of it depends on what he has to say and, you know, what his platform is. But I do think he could win. And to me, this is a very disturbing trend because you're also hearing about The Rock, who is also talking about running.
Oh, yeah.
And this whole name recognition thing, I think, could be very, very it could be a very dangerous trend. And I blame Ronald Reagan for the entire
thing. It pops up from time to time. Remember Jesse Ventura?
Yeah.
You know, and Arnold Schwarzenegger. We've got these celebrities who run for office, and then Donald Trump, of course, the most recent example. I also want to go to Cut 20. This is the Daily Caller asking her of whether or not she's concerned about running against Kid Rock.
For me, it's not about who's running on the other side.
Uh-huh.
It's about the families of Michigan. And as far as I'm concerned, this is about my continuing to fight for them every day. That's what I do. I've lived in Michigan my whole life, raised my family, and I get up every day and fight for Michigan.
That's the answer a politician gives when she doesn't want to elevate somebody to run against her. So this is, you know, so Kid Rock threatening to run against Debbie Stabenow. An early poll suggested that that he would top her, but recent polling has shown that Kid Rock trails Debbie Stabenow 50-42% in that Senate race. It was published in the Detroit News. He leads the potential field of Republican candidates for the Senate, but if he gets into the race, he might begin his campaign just a touch behind the Democratic incumbent.
Well, and I believe one of the very first poll that came out that showed him beating her in a hypothetical matchup, 44% of the respondents didn't have a favorite, did not choose one or the other. So there's a huge number of people who are being polled don't have one way or the other. I don't know. And it's because we don't know what Kid Rock is going to stand for, what he's going to run on, what his policies are going to be, what he's for, what he's against. We have an idea. But other than being Kid Rock and being anti-establishment and pro-Trump, it's pretty much all we know at this point.
Also, if you're hoping Kid Rock to have your name appear on a ballot and assist you, the name Kid Rock will not be appearing on the ballot.
Aww.
His real name is Robert James Ritchie. So if as a voter, if you just arrive and you're woken up out of a dead sleep and you go to the polls that day and you're like, who am I going to vote for? The chances of just seeing the name Kid Rock and checking next to it, zero, because his real name is Robert James Ritchie.
But he can't put Kid Rock, he can't put that on the ballot? I wonder if you could put, if you're known by that more, if that's what you're known by?
He needs to get that petition going right now,
yeah,
if he wants to change that.
What if he could do that?
6:50 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. I look forward to the Media Research Center's gala every year, but this year I'm really excited. It's the MRC's 30th anniversary, so they're rolling out their best show ever. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, plus Brigitte Gabriel, Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, Cal Thomas, and many others, gathering in Washington on September 21st for a night of great fun at the expense of the liberal media. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala. mrc.org/gala.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. You know, a great first step in planning for retirement is contributing to your savings plan at work. But a truly comprehensive retirement strategy involves more than just savings alone. It's time to think about retirement planning in a whole new way. So I invite you to find out more in our summer seminar, Preparing for Retirement. You'll learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, maximize your Social Security benefits, and design your estate plan. Mastering these strategies now will help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement later on. With retirement just over the horizon, make sure you have the information you need to start off the right way. We have 11 seminars in Maryland and Northern Virginia the week of August 7, weekdays at 1 and 7 p.m., Saturday 11 a.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
We see a lot less smoking in movies these days, but what about alcohol? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. I don't know about you, but when I watch a movie, I'm not usually focused on what the people in the film are drinking. But the same can't be said for researchers at Dartmouth, who actually study this sort of thing. They looked at the top movies in the United States over the last decade and found almost 9 out of 10 films showed people drinking alcohol. Specific brands appeared in about half. Budweiser, Miller, and Heineken accounted for one-third of all brand placement. The researchers say they're concerned because movie exposure to booze has been repeatedly shown to predict future alcohol use and higher rates of problem drinking. They worry that the characters drinking on screen would encourage more underage drinking off screen. Of course, a movie is just a movie. In real life, for all of us, the law is still 21 and up. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get funding to grow your business. Next Wave Funding is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit is not that great. If you've been in business for over 1 year, have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave will purchase your future earnings and give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 800-430-4566. That's 800-430-4566.
Napa know-how.
The Napa Legend battery does legendary things, like starting your car when the heat index hits a buck 25, or making sure your AC stays running like a gazelle. And now, when you buy a Napa Legend battery, you'll get a prepaid Visa card by mail worth $15. $15 back and a new battery? That's not just legendary. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/17.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now?
Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
855 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Enjoy your Friday Eve, Jamie.
Oh, I will. Thank you. And 66, I need to begin there because it just has been a difficult morning and the problems continue, unfortunately. So just get ready for this coming eastbound, approaching Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks crash, blocks two left lanes. In fact, I see crews out there actually sweeping the debris off of those left lanes. So stay to the right, patience through that stretch. Also still have the jammed up traffic through the Manassas interchanges. Now, let's get you into town across the Southeast Southwest Freeway. Delays off the 14th Street Bridge and 11th Street Bridge, but nothing reported along the way. Earlier car fire outbound New York Avenue before the split to go to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway or Chevrolet. That's been extinguished, taken care of, but still causing some inbound rubbernecking delays. And 270 as you come through Germantown, off and on into Gaithersburg and Rockville slowing. We have two separate incidents. Should be cleared. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy and warm as we head into this Thursday with a few afternoon thunderstorms at a high of 91. Rain will end by the evening with a low of 74 overnight. And a partly to mostly cloudy Friday with a few more thunderstorms at a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it is a very patriotic 76 degrees at 8:57 on WMAL.
Today,
you have a honey-do list longer than your arm. Your significant other keeps interrupting you while you're watching your favorite team play on TV. Your to-do list is turned into your to-don't-wanna list. The solution? Download the Tackle app. That's T-A-K-L. With Tackle, you'll find providers for all the small odds and ends type chores you just don't want to do yourself. The Tackle app gives you more freedom to do the things you want to do and not have to worry about the never-ending to-do list again. It's a beautiful thing. 95% of the service providers on Tackle are 5-star rated, and all of them are background-checked and offer pre-priced quotes on all the stuff you either can't do or really don't want to break a sweat over. Need junk cleared from around the house? Get it tackled. Hang the big-screen TV? Tackled. Fix the squeaky ceiling fan? Consider it tackled, along with any other small job or chore you can think of. Win your weekends back and do what you want to do. Find providers who are eager and ready to do the stuff you'd rather not. Text the keyword LIFE to 47400 to download the free Tackle app today. That's LIFE to 47400.
Gonna be a good day.
Hi, Hi, it's Mary Walter for Ackerman Security. Since before man walked on the moon, Ackerman Security has been protecting American families and homes. Did you know Ackerman was one of the first to put the yard sign in the front of its protected homes? Now, experts agree that the yard sign is one of the top reasons burglars pass on a home. In fact, 65% of burglars don't even approach a home they think is protected by a home security system. Now, Ackerman is doing something no home security company anywhere ever has done. Introducing the first ever no theft guarantee. The no theft guarantee means simply that if your home is broken into under Ackerman's watch, they will cover your full financial loss up to double your deductible. How can they do that? Because Ackerman knows their state-of-the-art monitoring station provides the nation's only guaranteed response time, a true shield that burglars know is far more trouble than it's worth. That's why Ackerman is the sign of real security. Visit AckermanSecurity.com. AckermanSecurity.com.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you may be kicking yourself in the head. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial, and interest rates have gone up recently and will continue to rise, but they're still at historical lows. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial now is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. So call us at 888-455-3669. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial. That's 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Well, Vince, I have to tell you, I think you're exhausted after today's show. You were just on fire.
I am so pumped from today's show. Mark Krikorian, we had Josh Crasher, we had Sebastian Gorka, Senator.